From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. It may be cold outside, but New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking a lot of heat over the city's handling of the massive East Coast snowstorm. Snow removal is going slowly, in part because of many abandoned cars. But Bloomberg insists all that can be done is being done.
We appreciate it. I've been to see it myself. Nobody suggests that this is easy. Nobody suggests that this is pleasurable. But I can tell you this, we are doing everything that we can think of, working as hard as we can, and we will pull together and get through this.
More and more flights are listed as on time, but it could be the new year before all stranded passengers get on to make-up flights in the New York area. The operator at JFK says airlines are dispatching planes to the airport without coordinating gate space, so they wind up with nowhere to go. Patience has its limits. Passengers at airports in the Russian capital have become so frustrated with days of delays, power outages, and food shortages that violence has erupted. In Moscow, Peter Van Dyke says airline staff have been attacked.
The state RIA Novosti agency reports that staff at Aeroflot, Russia's flagship airline, were afraid to go out to talk to passengers at Moscow's Sheremetyevo airport because of a lack of security. It quotes an employee as saying that some officials who were dealing with passengers were beaten. Airport officials deny anyone was attacked and say security has been beefed up. Although Moscow's airports are well used to winter weather, an ice storm over the weekend caught them out. The freezing rain caused serious power outages and hundreds of flights were cancelled at Moscow's main Sheremetyevo and Domodedovo airports. Russia starts 10 days of public vacation on New Year's Day. Officials say things should be back to normal by then. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Authorities in Florida say the deaths of five teenagers are the result of a tragic accident. Phil Latzman with member station WLRN has details from Miami.
A maid at the Hotel Presidente in Hialeah discovered the bodies on Monday. It was later determined they had each died of carbon monoxide poisoning after the car they had driven was left running in a garage underneath the room. The vehicle was running after it had been jump-started, and high levels of carbon monoxide fumes were found in a staircase leading up to the room. The victims, who had rented the motel room to celebrate a birthday, ranged from 16 to 19 years old. There was no evidence of foul play, alcohol, or drugs, but police and fire officials are looking into whether the hotel was properly vented and equipped with detectors. The U.S. Fire Administration says carbon monoxide poisoning kills more than 400 people each year in the United States and sends another 20,000 to the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Three children were among the eight people hurt when a ski lift crashed 30 feet to the ground at Maine's Sugarloaf Mountain today. The fall was somewhat cushioned by fresh new snow. The 35-year-old lift was being eyed for future replacement. From Washington, this is NPR. Alaska election officials have certified the results of the November U.S. Senate race, clearing the way for the swearing-in of Republican Lisa Murkowski, who ran as an independent. The official GOP candidate, Joe Miller, yesterday withdrew his opposition to certification. Former President Bill Clinton may be back on the campaign trail next month, stumping for former Obama Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who's a candidate for mayor of Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley says about a dozen people hope to win that job, and one of them is telling Mr. Clinton to stay out of the fray.
Rahm Emanuel served in a number of positions in the Clinton administration, and now he's looking for a little help from the former president during his run for Chicago mayor. That's raised the hackles of Chicago Congressman Danny Davis, a fellow Democrat and a longtime friend of the ex-president. In a news release, Davis, who is black, says a Clinton visit on behalf of Emanuel, who is white, may fracture a long and fruitful relationship the African-American community has enjoyed with the Clintons. He's urging the former president not to become involved in the mayoral race. Emanuel is leading in polls so far against Davis and another black candidate, former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun, whom Clinton appointed to an ambassadorship. Current Mayor Richard Daley announced earlier he would not seek re-election after more than 20 years in office. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
After next month, you'll never have to worry about buying 1, 2, or 3 cent stamps to go with first-class stamps when rates have increased. The Postal Service will begin marking all new stamps good for an ounce of first-class mail as forever stamps. A first-class stamp is now worth 44 cents, but the Postal Service hopes to raise the price next year. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.
Support